May be seated. Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Well, I was going through the service before this morning, and I saw this good Christian friend rejoice, and I love the last little part there. Christ has come to save. Christ was born to save. It just made me think about how when Jesus was born, I mean, he was born for a reason. And God had a plan for him right from the very beginning. It wasn't just a birth of a child. It was a birth of so much more. God had made promises throughout the ages about what this child would be. And so I started reading through these readings that we're going through, and I realized that for the most part, every one of them gives part of God's plan for Jesus Christ. It gives him a name. It gives a promise of what this child is going to mean for this world and for us. So I just wanted to go through and talk just very briefly about the plans that God has for this child that we're worshiping this morning, for this Jesus Christ who was born today. First of all, in Isaiah, it talks about how this child is going to reign on David's throne, on over his kingdom. See, David was the best king of the Israelites. I mean, he certainly made his share of mistakes because he was a human being. But he was the best king. After David, there is a whole list of bad kings. If you read through, I think it is First and Second Kings, you'll go through and it'll say, this is the next king of Israel, or this was the next king of Judah. He was worse than the last one. Or this, and then there's Ahab, and he was the worst of them all. Right? David, though, was this great king. And so this promise was that Israel was going to have a leader. And that this king was going to be even better than David. Even better. And then we go to Micah, and it says that Jesus isn't just going to be a king, isn't just going to be like David, but he's going to be like a shepherd for his flock. See, I mean, walking around in this area, you would have seen these shepherds and their sheep, right? And they understood what this meant. I was talking last night in the Christmas Eve candlelight service, I guess, that a shepherd was an outdoorsman, right? They would have only been outdoors. They didn't live inside. They were with their sheep 24/7. You know, their sheep was their life. That's all they did. They didn't leave them with a babysitter. It was just them and the sheep. So when you heard that this child that was born would be your shepherd, what that told you is that they would never leave you, right? The shepherd protected. The shepherd disciplined. The shepherd was the one who guided the sheep wherever they went. And of course, later on in the New Testament, God will say, "My sheep hear my voice." Right? Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. They know me. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Nothing will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus was born not just a little baby, but to be a shepherd for his people. It talks in a couple different places. First of all, that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Or then in Matthew, it talks about the one we just read, that Jesus would save his people from their sins. Jesus was born for a purpose, to be not just a king, not just a shepherd, but to be a savior. I mean, like I said, the greatest king, King David, had this affair with Bathsheba, and that was just one example of a sin. The point is, even he needed saving. He was the greatest king, but even he needed saving. We all needed saving. And so Jesus Christ was born. That's why I always feel kind of awkward, but I've done it every single year so far to have this confession and absolution at the Christmas service, because it's all happy, we're all singing all these great things, and then we're like, we confess we're in bondage to sin. You know, I mean, it's just sort of a downer. But it's still true. It's especially true today that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. But the greatest news of Christmas is that a Savior, our Savior, was born. So we can say this confession and be absolved of our sins knowing that our Savior was born. That's what today is all about. Not just that our King was born, but that a Savior was born. In Luke, it says that he was born the Son of the Most High. That he wasn't just Mary's son or Joseph's son. But this was the Son of God. And there's a lot to talk about with the Son of God, but just to make it clear, this wasn't talking about, when we talk about a son back at this time, we're talking about, they were sort of equated with the Father. Right? That's why when we say the Son of God, and you're always trying to explain to your kids how we're not talking about three different gods, we're all talking about one. The Son is just it's like an appendage of the Father. The Son was the Father. It's considered to be that did things just like the Father. The Son watched the Father, what the Father did out in the fields, and did what the Father did. I mean, whatever the Son did reflected on the Father. Whatever the Father did was expected of the Son. When it says he's the Son of the Most High, we're saying that this is God. This is true God here. Jesus wasn't just born a human being. He was born to be God. Right? He was born with that same power that we see when he was walking on the water, or when he was feeding the 5,000, or when he was healing the lame and the deaf and the mute. It says in Luke chapter 2 that Jesus was born the Messiah, the Anointed One. Right? This is related to the king. If you didn't know, but a king, the way that they knew who the king was is they would pour oil on their head. It wasn't just water, which would dry up. You know, it was oil, which would stick all over you. It was a way to say, this is the guy. This is the one that's been chosen by God. And so when we hear that it's a Messiah, it's more than just a king. It's more than just a king, but it's the chosen one. God chose this child among, you know, certainly not over any child. He sent this child, but he chose this child for a purpose, that there was a plan in store. But I want to finish. I think this is there's two more. Yeah. The one in Matthew, remember the wise men? Wise men come, they bring him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those are their gifts. Now, the gold is a fit for a king. The frankincense, though, is really something that refers to Jesus' priesthood. Jesus wasn't just a king. He was our high priest. He's the only one that's worthy to go to our Father in heaven to forgive our sins. He's the high priest. He's the only one whose a sacrifice could truly forgive our sins. And finally, the myrrh is very interesting because myrrh would have been the kind of the oil, the spice that would have been used to embalm people. Okay? So when they gave him a gift of myrrh, I mean, I don't know how to relate this, but it'd be like giving a child, the embalming liquid for their birthday. It's like, you know, just to get them ready for when they die. You know, this, but you see, that's why Jesus was born. He wasn't just born with all these plans of what he was going to grow up to be, a great carpenter or a father one day or something like that. No, he was born for a purpose. He was born to die. He was born to save us. And so that myrrh, when they gave it just, again, it just reiterates the fact that this child has a purpose in God. And finally, in the Gospel of John, it says that Jesus was here to bring us life. He was born to give us eternal salvation, everlasting life. This is the thing, you know, the Israelites, some of them would talk about eternal life in terms of, you know, your name would go on. You'd have a legacy. You'd leave a legacy. right? You'd be known throughout the ages as a good king. You know, that was living forever in the memories of other people, right? This is the best you could hope for, I guess. But Jesus came not just that we could be known for a long time as a good person, but that we would still be alive in a way that we weren't alive here, but with a spiritual body, to be able to worship around the throne of God forever and ever. This is why Jesus was born. He wasn't just born a baby. He was born a priest, the Son of God. He was born to save us. He was born as our Messiah. He was born our King. He was born to die for us. And he was born not just to die, but to give you life. So that's what today is about. It's about a lot more than just a baby born, but a baby born with a plan. A baby born with a plan that he would live out, he would die on the cross for you, so that you might have eternal life.